The Sunshine List is out, disclosing the names of public sector employees making more than $100,000 in 2022. In North Bay, the top is again dominated by healthcare professionals and administrators. Of note, although the list remains highly populated by municipal employees, there are not as many as there were in 2021. The 2022 list contains 184 City of North Bay employees, down 3 from 2021. Last year's list included 187 City of North Bay employees, including 89 members of the North Bay Police Service, 64 from North Bay Fire and Emergency Services, and 1 from the Public Library. The remainder is a mixture of municipal senior staff, directors, managers, and supervisors. The 2022 list features 3 fewer North Bay Police Service employees, down to 86. Asked what led to the drop, NBPS spokesperson David Woolley says he cannot comment on employment information about specific individuals but does share the members of the North Bay Police Service who appear on the Sunshine List can vary year over year. This can be the result of retirements, leaves of absence, or the amount of overtime worked by a particular member, among other reasons. From 2021, healthcare field dominates top of local Sunshine List for 2021 and 2020. Only one SOW on this year's Sunshine List and he still works for the city. See the complete Sunshine List here. It contains the salaries above $100,000 of employees of the City of North Bay, Canadore College, Nipissing University, school boards, hospitals, and other public institutions. The public sector salaries topping the list in North Bay for 2022 again come from the healthcare field, with repeat entrants at the top. There are 362 North Bay Regional Health Center employees on the 2022 Sunshine List, including psychiatrist Dr. Kenneth Boss who, as was the case in 2020 and 2021, leads all local public sector salaries with earnings of $694,224, up slightly from $687,964 in 2021 but down from the $714,305 reported in 2020. NBRHC President, CEO Paul Heinrich brought in $345,194, down from $364,912 in 2021 and $358,339 in 2020. Heinrich was followed by physician Dr. Scott Salstone, who made $312,289, down from $317,936 in 2021. And Dr. Patricia Akiume, a psychiatrist, with $235,040 in 2022, down from $266,208 in 2021. Dr. Jim Kiriko, the medical officer of health from the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, saw his pay drop to $365,013 from $386,155 in 2021. He earned $323,601 in 2020. Treasury Board President Prabhmeet Sarkaria put the spotlight on the salaries of nurses and teachers on the list that was released on March 24. The largest year-over-year increase was in the hospitals and boards of public health sector, which represented almost half of the growth of the list, he wrote in a statement. This was primarily driven by an increase in the number of nurses represented on the list, which accounted for 78% of the growth in that sector as our government has continued to make unprecedented investments in connecting the people of Ontario to convenient care, including by hiring more healthcare workers. The number of teachers earning $100,000 or more is at historic highs, Sarkaria wrote, with 65,510 in 2022. Up from 29,975 in 2020. Police Chief William Scott Todd, at $237,154, led the list of 184 municipal employees who made in excess of $100,000 in 2022. Todd's salary is down slightly from $237,378 in 2021. Former SOW David Euler was second on the list with $224,107. Euler will also appear on the Sunshine List the next 2 years, according to his early retirement package from the City of North Bay. David McDonald, a fire captain making $218,092 in salary, Mike Hives, a fire platoon chief, and Doug Taylor, a first-class firefighter, round out the top five municipal salaries for 2022. Deputy Police Chief Michael Days at $196,377 is next, followed by Thomas Heppenstall, a fire captain, with $191,047, and Fire Chief Jason Whiteley, at $188,190. Notable public sector employees who earned over $200,000 in 2021. City of North Bay, 184 employees $100,000 plus. $237,154 North Bay Police Chief Scott Todd. $224,107, now former Sow David Euler. North Bay Regional Health Center, 362 employees $100,000 plus. $694,224 Dr. Kenneth Boss, psychiatrist. $345,194 Paul Heinrich, president, CEO. $312,289 Dr. Scott Salstone, physician. $235,040 Dr. Patricia Akiume, psychiatrist. $215,419 Brenda Muto, clinical nurse educator. $214,261 Dr. Brian Shaw, physician. $206,968 Mario Plant, registered nurse. North Bay Perry Sound District Health Unit, 26 employees $100,000 plus. $365,013 Dr. Jim Kirico, medical officer of health. $224,502 Drive Carol Zimbalati, associate medical officer of health. Kesselholm, 15 employees $100,000 plus. None above $200,000 annual salary. Nipissing University, 168 employees $100,000 plus. $261,999 Kevin Wamsley, president and vice chancellor. Canadore College, 108 employees $100,000 plus. $245,552 George Burton, president, CEO. Near North District School Board, 407 employees $100,000 plus. $220,999 Craig Miles, Director of Education. Nipissing Perry Sound Catholic District School Board, 165 employees $100,000 plus. None above $200,000 annual salary. Conseil Scolaire Catholique Franco Nord, 172 employees $100,000 plus. $253,862 Coffee Alexis Engessen, teacher. Conseil Scolaire Public du Nord Est de l'Ontario, 146 employees $100,000 plus. $218,622 Yves Laliberté, Director of Education. Ontario Northland Transportation Commission, 110 employees $100,000 plus. $390,377 Karina Moore, former president, CEO. $260,313 Chad Evans, interim president, CEO. $251,234.07 Drew Duquette, vice president transportation. $206,365 Donna Jacques, general counsel. $205,041 Tracy McPhee, vice president, passenger rail and motor coach. The Public Sector Salary Disclosure Act, 1996 makes Ontario's public sector more open and accountable to taxpayers. The Act requires organizations that receive public funding from the Province of Ontario to make public, by March 31 each year, the names, positions, salaries and total taxable benefits of employees paid $100,000 or more in the previous calendar year. The Act applies to organizations such as the Government of Ontario, Crown agencies, municipalities, hospitals, boards of public health, school boards, universities and colleges, Ontario Power Generation, other public sector employers who receive a significant level of funding from the provincial government. This year's edition contains 267,000 names. Topping the list is Kenneth Hartwick, CEO of Ontario Power Generation, with a salary of a little more than $1.7 million. Two other OPG executives take second and third spots on the Sunshine List. Some other notables: $208,974 for Premier Doug Ford, $466,057 for Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore, $361,781 for OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick. Search the list by name here. With files from Jeff Turrell.